Parshas Bo, finally Yetzias Mitzrayim happens. The Jews come out of Mitzrayim in Parshas Bo. After three parshias of learning about the appointment of Moshe to save Klal Yisrael and each one of the plagues that hit the Egyptians, and finally the last three plagues in Parshas Bo, and the Jews came out of Mitzrayim. The way they came out of Mitzrayim is interesting. It's an interesting thing. The Gemara and Brachas, it says it's a very, very interesting thing. I don't know if we would have planned it this way. It says that everyone agrees that when the Jews were redeemed from Mitzrayim, HaKol Moedim Kishanigalo Yisrael Mi Mitzrayim, they were redeemed at night, right? Exactly at midnight, B'chatzayis HaLayla, exactly at midnight, the firstborn of the Egyptians were killed. The Paro came and said, get out of here, you guys are out. That was at night. But U'kishayatzu LaYatzu El HaBayayim, but they didn't leave until the next morning. So the redemption from Mitzrayim really happened at night. They were no longer slaves, but they actually left in the morning. So we see from here that there's like two stages to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Stage number one, at midnight, they're redeemed. Stage number two, at morning, they leave. What was the point of these two stages? Why can't it all happen at one time? What's the point of dividing it up? And we see that if there's a Gemara that points it out, that means that there must have been a point. The Gemara points out, everyone agrees that this was at night, and this was by day. There must be some reason for that. The Gemara is not here to give us an hour-by-hour historical overview of Yetzias Mitzrayim. There must be some point. Why is it that at night they were redeemed, but they didn't leave until the next morning? Also, there's an interesting pasuk. It says that the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, so they were all eating their Korban Pesach, they were eating the Pesach offering that they brought in Mitzrayim, and they were supposed to eat it that night and then go out the next morning, and they were supposed to eat it wearing their traveling belts and having their sticks, their walking sticks nearby, their shoes tied, ready to go. But there was an extra tzivoy that night, there was an extra commandment, and that was the Atem Leisetsu Ish Mi Pesach Beisoy Ad HaBoker. They were under house arrest. All the Jews were under house arrest. Do not leave the door of your house. The Atem and you. Leisetsu Ish. A man should not go out. Mi Pesach Beisoy from the doorway of his house Ad HaBoker until the morning. What was the point of this? What was the point of this? Not leaving the house until the morning. One of the most fundamental things about doing mitzvahs is in this week's parsha. We really, we talked about this in Parshas Vayera also. And that is that it says, when it's talking about this week's parsha, it talks about the how to bake matzah. And as we know that matzah is no good if it takes too much time to bake, it's no good. Right? If it rises more than 18 minutes, then we suspect that it became leavened, it became chametz. And therefore, the Torah says, Ushmartam es hamatzis, watch the matzah. Be careful about the matzah. And part of what you have to be careful about the matzah is to make sure it happens in a quick, swift manner so that the matzah stay without the process of the dough rising. So Chazal learned from there, Shmartem es ha-matzahs, al tikri matzahs elo mitzvahs. Don't read it matzahs, read it mitzvahs. It's almost the same word. Matzah, mitzvah, it's almost the same word. So Chazal said, you can read the word, also watch the mitzvahs, not just watch the matzahs. What does it mean you should watch the mitzvahs? So, Chazal tell us, mitzvah haba liyodcha al tachmitzena. A mitzvah that comes to your hand, don't let it sit around. In other words, just like the dough of the matzah, you can't let it sit around. You have to let it start rising right away. So too, when you have a mitzvah to do, you can't let the mitzvah just sit around. You have to go do the mitzvah right away. So just like u'shmarta b'sa matzah, it means don't let the matzahs become chametz. U'shmarteh es ha-mitzvahs means don't let the mitzvahs become chametz. Don't let them just sit around. You have a mitzvah to do? Go ahead and do it. That's the midah that we know as zrizus. Moving with swiftness. Serving Hashem with swiftness. With initiative. With energy. Getting the job done. Mesillas Yesharim says two parts. Not waiting a while before you start. Starting right away. And then once you start the job, keeping at it until it gets done. That's the midah of zrizus. So the Chassam Sefer asks an interesting question in the name of the Shla. He says, it's an interesting thing that the midah of energetic doing, we learn from a pasuk of Ushmarta Mesamatzas. Ushmarta means to watch. That's not doing. Like, for example, There's a pediatric. My wife was did a, my wife did her thesis on certain areas of kids' ear infections, how they treat ear infections. So there's a process that pediatricians know called watchful waiting. That if a kid has an ear infection, you don't necessarily, if it's not an infection yet, if it's just fluid in the ear and so on, whatever the different things are, you don't have to do something right away. It's watchful waiting. Wait. Watch and wait. Watching is not associated with doing. Watching is associated with, hang on a second, I'm watching. We have a pasuk, it says, "Va'aviv shamar es hadavar," when Yosef had his dreams, so it says the brothers were upset at him about his dreams, because it sounded like he wanted to be king, but "Va'aviv shamar es hadavar," his father waited, he was watchful waiting. He was waiting to see what's going to happen with these dreams. So shmartem es hamatzos is actually, it sounds like it comes from a word called of shmira, which sounds like not doing, not hurrying. So what's that? How does that fit into the ingredients over here of a chazal that tells us that this pasuk is coming to tell you, go ahead, do energy, get the job done, start right away. The word shmartem is a of shamar es hadavar is a waiting word. It's a funny word to use. If it would say, quickly do the matzahs, then I would understand. That's great. It says, "Ushmartem es hamatzah," sounds like some kind of holding back also. So that's what we want to figure out. Let's break down this halacha of starting the sukkah right away into two separate points. There's two separate things. There's one thing is a Yom Kippur halacha. And the other thing is a sukkah halacha. What do I mean by that? One thing is, when you finish Yom Kippur, you spent the whole day doing tshuva, telling Hashem how you're going to change your life, you're going to do things differently from now on. Act on it right away. The minute Yom Kippur is over, get involved in the next mitzvah. Act on it. Get busy right away. That's it. That's a halacha hilchos Yom Kippur. Do the whole process of Yom Kippur, make Havdalah, and then don't just go to sleep that night, then you're not showing that you're a different person. The whole idea of Yom Kippur is to show that I'm a different person. I'm doing tshuva. Get busy right away building the sukkah. That's not because of Rizus, because Rizus doesn't start until the next morning. So therefore the Ramah says, do something to start the sukkah. Not because of Rizus, because you're supposed to do this quickly. That mitzvah Rizus doesn't start until the morning. Just to show what a beautiful Yom Kippur you had. You're building the sukkah to show back on your Yom Kippur. What a beautiful Yom Kippur you had. I had such an inspiring Yom Kippur that I'm so energetic that after Yom Kippur's over, I'm getting started on my sukkah. That's the first halacha. And over there it doesn't say anything about Zrizus. It doesn't say mitzvah habal yadcha al tach mitzana. It just says you should build get involved right away so that you should go from mitzvah to mitzvah. The lashon is, kidei latzeis mi mitzvah el mitzvah. It doesn't say because he's supposed to be a zaris. Then, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, you say it's a big sign, it's a big title, Hilchas Sukkah. Then starts Hilchas Sukkah. The next day, after Yom Kippur, the first morning, which Zrizus starts in the morning, it says there's a mitzvah to build your sukkah right away. That's not to show back on your Yom Kippur. We're finished with Yom Kippur. Now it's about Zrizus. You have a mitzvah to do. The holiday's coming in 4 days. Don't wait until the last minute. Get it done right away. Get to work. That's halacha and Hilchas Zrizus. And that's why in that siman it says, "Umitzvah l'sakein hasukkah miyad acher Yom Kippur." It's a mitzvah to build the sukkah right after Yom Kippur. The mitzvah habal liyotcha al tachmitzena, a mitzvah that comes into your hands. Don't let it just become chumis. Don't let it sit around. So we see from here this interesting concept. The Zrizus just starts in the morning. I don't understand what that means. The idea of Zrizus is, you have a mitzvah to do, you're enthusiastic about it, you're interested in doing it, you care about Hashem's commandments, so you do it right away. What's the difference between the night or the morning? It sounds so arbitrary. Why does Zrizus just start in the morning? Why isn't Zrizus a 24-hour-a-day thing? Why is it that when I have a mitzvah to do, the night, take it easy, get up, sit on your recliner, chill out, enjoy, comes the morning, get busy. Why is that? What's the meaning behind that? So, I think that there's a very important yusayid that we see there about doing mitzvahs and doing bichlal and doing things in life that we see from here. And you will see that this is what the Sam Sefer has in mind when he answers his questions that I began with. When we say Zrizus, Zrizos, which means to do a mitzvah quickly, energetically, with initiative, is not to be associated with being headstrong or impulsive. Those are two things. Someone could sometimes be headstrong. I got something to do, and run and do it without thinking twice. That's not necessarily a good thing. Sometimes you got to stop and think a little bit. Got to digest. What should I do? How should I do it? Anytime anybody gets a good idea, they just run to do it without thinking twice. You know, good intentions can get a person into a lot of trouble. A person has to think twice, sometimes three times. What's the right approach? What's the right time to do it? What's the right way to do it? Get himself ready, to prepare himself. Zrizus means that when it's time to do the mitzvah, when the time for action comes, to act immediately. But it doesn't mean to act without thinking. If you read the Mesillas Yesharim, which is the Mesillas Yesharim is a sefer that goes step by step by step from one attribute to the next that a person should try to acquire. So the first midah in Mesillas Yesharim is zehirus, is doing everything carefully, making sure not to do things wrong, thinking twice before you speak, before you act, making sure not to make mistakes. The second midah, the next step, is rizus, is that what you do, what's positive, you should do quickly. Quickly, continuously, consistently, energetically. But if it's an interesting thing, Mesillas Yesharim says, if you want to know how to be a zariz, look back at what I wrote about how to be a zahir. You want to know how to do mitzvahs quickly, how to make yourself into a person who does mitzvahs quickly, look back at what I said about how to be careful before you act. So if you turn back, he says the way to learn how to be a zahir is through his bainanus, through thought, through learning Torah, through learning what Hashem wants from us, through contemplation, careful thinking. That's also the way to be a zariz. The way to be an energetic, not lazy, not laid back servant of Hashem is by taking the time to think also. We spoke last week about thinking. I'm continuing that a little bit. To take the time to think, to plan, to focus. Sam Sofer says that's why we ask. The place in the Torah where it says to have zrizos is ushmartem es ha-matzos, watch the matzos, and from there we learn you should watch the mitzvahs, and Chazal learned from there to act immediately with zrizos. So we said ushmartem sounds like watchful waiting, ushmartem sounds like waiting, not doing. And Sam Sofer says that's also part of zrizos. Part of zrizos is that when it's not yet time to do it, when you're not yet 100% ready to wait patiently, but longingly, with anticipation, planning, and focusing for the time for action. That's ushmarta mesama. Both things are true. Both things are true of how we're supposed to do a mitzvah. We're supposed to do a mitzvah with energy, get the job done, but also thoughtfully. Having the time to digest first. What exactly should I do? How should I go about it? Making myself ready for it. Focusing on the job ahead. Thinking of obstacles that might come up. Focus and then action. And when you think about it, this is the way Hashem created the world. Again, in the Jewish calendar, the night comes before the day. It means Hashem created the day. The day begins, you would think the day should begin in the morning. Action. The day begins at night. Go to sleep. That's the beginning of the day. Go to sleep. It's an interesting thing. The day begins with the time of inactivity, when we don't do so much. We don't go to work at night. Why is that? What's the message? Why does the day begin with the night? It's such a strange way. It makes so much more sense for the day to begin in the morning. Well, the answer is, we're supposed to get a message from that. The day begins at night because night is a time of not being active. Because night is a time for thought, for preparation. Just like physically our bodies prepare themselves for the next day at night. They sleep and recharge their batteries for the next day. So too, emotionally, spiritually, the Gemara says, Le'ivri Laila Ela Lagirsa. Night was created for learning. That's what the Gemara says. Night was created for learning. Learning, that precedes action. Right? I can't act if I didn't learn. I can't do if I don't know how to do. I can't be a doctor and then go to medical school afterwards. I have to first learn and then do. So night represents the cooking inside, the pnimius of a person, how it cooks inside me. I prepare myself, I focus myself, I charge my batteries, I get myself ready. And then by daybreak, vayashkem Avram b'boker, first thing in the morning, with energy, and with initiative, and without being lazy. That's the process of Zrizus. Somebody once told me, a couple of days ago actually, somebody told me that he knows a person, and there are people out there who could do this, who by tapping on a cinder block, it breaks apart. And that person told him that he knows somebody who can pile up 6 cinder blocks at one time and say, tell me which one you want to break. And tap it, and the 5th one will break, or the 3rd one will break. Which is a chachma, that we know that people who can break, without using that much strength, they can break, boards of wood or cinder blocks or bricks. And he told me something very interesting. He told me that what the person does, and this is a person that told this to me, someone at Yugamani Yeshiva, and he told me that he watched the person do this. This is not something that I heard somewhere, some legend. This person watched the person do this. He would focus on his brick, the cinder block, and it would have to be completely quiet in the room. If it wasn't quiet, he couldn't do it. It had to be completely quiet in the room, and he would just look at it. Quiet. Then after a moment of thought, contemplation, whatever he's doing in there, he would just go, and the thing would smash. But if he didn't take that moment first to focus, he could bang as hard as he would, the cinder block would not break. So I don't know exactly how that works. I don't know how that works, that breaking the cinder blocks. But whatever it is, you see a mashal to this concept. We are so much more powerful when we take the time to focus before. The time to focus before, we're also out there. We also have to go break cinder blocks. We also have a lot of hard things to do. We also have a lot of obstacles that lay in our path. We also, the derech of aliyah, the path of growth for us is a hard path. It's an upward battle. It's upstream. It's a hard battle. Just jumping straight into it leaves us without energy, because it's not just physical energy which drives us. Our energy also comes from emotional energy. It comes from spiritual energy. There's other parts of a person that when if a person takes the time to think and to focus, just like that guy that with little physical effort, he can break something because he knows how to focus his mind properly. He can accomplish things. So all of us, in anything that we're doing, the time of focus before is a very, very important time of harnessing all the power. Mr. Fuller's told me many, many stories along this line of taking the time beforehand to focus, and that even physical things that can be accomplished with tremendous strength, more than a person thought he had, because he took the time before to focus, to meditate, to think, to contemplate, to gather his energies together. That's why night comes before the day. Like every Laila Ella Lagirsa, it's a time for learning, for thinking, for gathering our strength. Now we understand the pasuk. You're going out of Mitzrayim. Going out of Mitzrayim, you have a big job ahead of you. In 49 short days, and it's a little over a month, it's not that long, you have to be by Har Sinai ready to receive the Torah. The 613 mitzvahs. It's a huge Torah, it's a big job. And in general, the job of Jews in the world to be an example to all the nations, to act the right way, to bring the word of Hashem into the world. It's a big job. And in 49 short days, you have to be ready to take on the biggest job of humanity. You don't just walk right out of Mitzrayim. You don't do that. There's 2 stages to Yetzias Mitzrayim. First, you're redeemed. Now spend the night and think. Serve Hashem. Focus. Become close to Hashem. Appreciate your closeness to Hashem. And then in the morning, go out. That's why Yetzias Mitzrayim didn't happen in one shot. That's why it's a 2-step process. That's why the Gemara tells us, everyone agrees that they were really redeemed at night. But they didn't leave until the morning. Night is a time for the focus. Geulas Mitzrayim happened at night. Makas Becheres already happened at night. It's a time for the focus. The morning, that's a time for the action, for doing. Going out of Mitzrayim. And that's why the pasuk says, V'atem leiseitzu ish mipesach beisai ad boiker. And you should not go out of your house until the morning. It's an interesting thing. Really, the pasuk should have said, when I just translated the pasuk into English, I left out a word. Because it's very hard to translate with that word. The real translation of the pasuk is, and you should not go out a man from the doorway of his house until the morning, which sounds a little repetitive. My first version was, and you should not go out from your house until the morning. That goes, that reads, and you should not go out a man from the door of his house until the morning. Yeah, I'm talking to a man. What do you think I'm talking to? It's a funny thing. Ve'atem lo yiseitzu, and you shouldn't go out ish mipesach beis, like a man from the doorway of his house. What's that ish? The Torah was just needed a little more space till the end of the line. What's the point of it? What's that word? The point is that there's a remez there. Hashem wasn't just telling them don't walk out of your house. Hashem was trying to teach them a lesson. A person has within him his physical activities, his doing. When you leave your house, you're doing. And then a person has the whole world that's on the inside. The pnimius, the world of thought, the world of feeling, the world of devotion, the world of connection to Hashem. It's a whole world on the inside. Lo'iseitzu ish mipesach beis. A man shouldn't come out of his house. Man should remain, it's a time to remain internal. The night is a time to remain in. That's why Hashem doesn't want them outside. It's a time to remain internal, to be focused within. The morning will come, it'll be time to go out, to do, show the world. Go out of Mitzrayim. But during the night, what he says, a man should not go out, man should remain focused inward, focusing on Hashem. If you read that piece of Chassam Sofer that I mentioned before carefully, you see that he hints there to something else that's interesting. It sounds like what I'm saying is that it's true, you're supposed to have Zrizus, true, but not so much Zrizus. Calm down, don't jump right away. That's not the case. What I'm saying is not at all a contradiction to Zrizus. Why not? Because the whole purpose of Zrizus is to show my enthusiasm to doing mitzvahs. There's nothing, I don't gain anything by working quickly. That's not the point. What hour of the day I do it, that's not the point. The whole point of Zrizus is to show I'm enthusiastic about doing mitzvahs. I care. I want to get the job done because I want the job to be done. As a matter of fact, if you look in the Seil Yesharim, he says, be careful not to think that I want to get the job, not to confuse I want to get the job done with I want to get the job over with. Those are two different things. Some people are like, yeah, let's do it, Zrizus. Don't say Zrizus, say get it over with. You know, guy sits down to daven, he's like, Zrizus, let me daven really quickly. That's not Zrizus. That's trying to get the job over with. That's not Zrizus. Zrizus means I want to show my enthusiasm. I'm not going to let it sit around. I'm not going to be lazy about it. I'm going to energetically do it. But not that it's like the Maseil Zeshorim says, not like it, that it's a masa on me. It's a heavy weight on me, and therefore I just want to get it over with. No, I want to enjoy and taste. I want to chew and taste every bit of the mitzvah until I swallow. I want to taste this mitzvah. But I'm just not going to get lazy and get involved with other things. I'm going to keep at it until it gets done. So the whole point of Zrizus is to show my enthusiasm. If Sam Sefer says, if you don't take the time before, I got a mitzvah to do, let me do it. 1 second, think about it first. That's also showing that you just want to get it over with. Taking the time to think before I act, to digest, to focus, to concentrate on the job, what's the right thing for me to do now? What's the next step in my service of Hashem? How could I bring myself that one step closer? Not to go too far at one time, but not to go so little that I'm just, you know, that I'm not accomplishing anything. What's the right thing? And when I figure out the right thing, how do I focus properly on it? How am I going to get it done? And how am I going to deal with the obstacles that are going to come my way? And how am I going to retain the growth, that it shouldn't regress afterwards, and all the issues that could come up, to focus before, that also shows enthusiasm. That also shows, I'm so enthusiastic and I'm so interested in this mitzvah that I want it right. The guy with the cinder blocks there, he would not be showing his enthusiasm if he tried to break the cinder blocks without thinking first. He would be showing that he just wants to get the job done. No, I'm going to take as much time as I need to focus. And then, when I have as much time as I need it, I'm not going to waste my time spacing out, getting involved with other things. As soon as I'm ready, I'm going to get the job done. The mashal, that's why night comes before the day, is a mashal, it's a parable. It's a concept that exists in the world to show us that concept, but for us it could be even during the day, or during the week. For example, we have something called Shabbos. Shabbos has a dual purpose. Shabbos is a day of rest from the whole week of work, but it's also a preparation for the next week of work. I think to get back involved in the world, my business, dealing with money, dealing with all kinds of things. You know, you get distracted and diluted over a whole week. Things distract you, all kinds of things, upsetting things, distracting things, aggravating things. The week, we know the person's week is full of all kinds of things. I have a day before, a day that I can focus. I don't think about my business. I don't think about all my distractions, my aggravations. I just take the day to again get close to Hashem again, to focus on my goals, to recharge my batteries. And that's my Lila before the day. That's my thought before the action. I'm going to recharge my batteries, and then I'm going to, early Sunday morning, I'm going to be back at it again. That's on a weekly basis. We have it on a daily basis also. On a daily basis, we have davening in the morning. That's a time, also, it's a time that a person can take time every morning to focus before the day starts. Focus my energy. Focus my attention. To remember in the beginning of every day why I woke up this morning. What's the purpose of my life? What's the end of... What am I doing here? Not to allow myself to be distracted. Not to allow myself to get lost in the day-to-day running of life. Every day I have my focus time. To be internal, to focus inward. And then I can go out and hit the day with so much more energy. Even for us, I feel like for me, this Sunday morning shiur is also a good mashal. Before the week starts, we take our time, we get together every Sunday, we sit together, and just whatever it is, whatever the Divrei Torah are, but just to put things into perspective a little bit, just to focus. It's like everybody knows when the kids are playing outside, they use their magnifying glasses to focus the light of the sun, to make a leaf burst into flame. You can have the whole light of the sun shining down on the leaves, it doesn't do anything. But when you focus the energy, the fire comes. And that's what we do. We do it when we have a shir in the morning. We do it when we have time to daven in the morning. We do it when we have a Shabbos. And a person can take the time, any time, to take that thinking time, that contemplation time, to focus his energy, and then anything that he's doing will burst into creativity and accomplishment.